Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You know, one of the kisses of death in radio is to comment on commercials and news. I can't believe what I think I just heard at the top of the hour news. They're talking about Black Friday. Black Friday is the informal name of the day following Thanksgiving Day in the United States. It's celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. So the day after Thanksgiving Day has been regarded as the beginning of the United States Christmas shopping season, termed Black Friday. Allegedly, that means that stores have been running in the red, which means running a deficit, losing money. And on Black Friday, they sell so much stuff, that's the day that they actually go from losing money to making money. That's what Black Friday means, in the black. It has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter or black people. It has to do with two colors in the accounting ledger. Red means loss. Black means profit. Black is positive in that regard, in the accounting regard, and red is negative. So if you're running in the red, that means you're losing. You're at a deficit. Well, I believe I heard the term that Black Friday is the day after the turkey feast. What's the turkey feast? Is that a new holiday? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And the guy who said that should be fired. It's not the turkey feast. It's Thanksgiving Day. To be thankful for all the wonderful things that we have been blessed with. That's what the day is. Thanksgiving. Thank you for the harvest. Thank you for the many blessings, God. Thanksgiving. Not turkey feast. Makes me angry, Gwyneth. Who are these morons? And you know what? If you don't like what I just said about that, if you're the guy who said it on the news, give me a call. We'll pay for the call. We can talk about it. 866-582-9933. Turkey feast. So when I write, what happens to me? My book is completely different. It is disjointed. It's a whole bunch of paragraphs about how I do things. It's choppy. It's a collection of events that I have been involved in, and here's what I've done about it, or here's what I do. So, for example, if I'm out in the shop and I'm working under a vehicle and I see something that is difficult and I figure out a way to fix it, I write that down. And then I put that into a paragraph or two or three or four, depending on how complicated it is. And that goes into the book. Or if I'm working on plumbing and I find a better, faster, easier, safer, more effective way of doing it, I write that down. Or if I'm working on an air conditioning system, which I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Items from the book about air conditioning, home air conditioning systems, as well as automotive air conditioning systems. They both work with a refrigerant. I'll talk about that. Or if I find a better way to save money, I write that down. And I have I bought cases of these 70-page spiral-bound notebooks. At the time, they were on sale at the Chinese factory outlet for 17 cents each. And there was no limit, so I bought several cases of them. And I'm still using the books that I've had for over a decade. So I've got these cases of books, and when I fill up one, I just grab another one. And I use the same case of books or cases of books for my notes during the broadcast. So I have several that I've used for notes from my unfinished, unwritten, unpublished book that I talk about on the air. And I have others that I use for broadcast notes. And Mrs. Finelli thinks that I should throw them away, and I think that they make a really nice stack to collect dust. And I don't want to throw them away because they have all kinds of information. If I'm talking with Gwyneth, I've got all kinds of notes. If I talk with Norm Shealy, I've got notes. And I can go back and refer. I can refer to them. So my style is completely different. But the material is completely different. It's disjointed. It goes from plumbing to heating to carpeting to wiring to sheetrock to shingles to gardening. It's all over the map. So, but that's my writing style. And Gwyneth, now when I was at the university, I would get pretty good grades on my writing, and then the subtractions would come in. So they would say it's pretty good, except for the fact that you didn't write on the topic that you were assigned. So that's one letter grade minus. So you know, I'd start out with an A, and because I didn't do what I was told, it would be a B. And then because I didn't type it, it would be a C. Because it was required that all writing assignments, you know, be typed. And when I was in high school, back in the 1960s and the 1970s, and this will sound sexist, but it's not. It's just the way it was. Guys did not type. That was something that guys didn't do. Gals typed. Girls were secretaries. Girls were assistants. I'm not saying that it was right. I'm just saying that's the way it was. So I didn't learn how to type. And you know those darn typewriters back then, they didn't have backspace keys. You know, if you hit the wrong key, then you had to figure out how to white it out or erase it or something like that. Because there was no backspace key. And there was no cut and paste. And if you made a mistake, you know, it was kind of a permanent mistake. So I could only type with two fingers. And it took forever. So I would print it by longhand. That was much faster than typing. Because I did it in pencil with an eraser. And that cost me a whole letter grade just by doing that. And then by not doing what I was told cost me another letter grade. But anyway, But now I can, you know, I can still type because of the backspace and the cut and paste. I can type a little faster. Not much faster, but a little faster. So I still write by in longhand. I print. And, you know, when I write the book, I use both printing and cursive. And sometimes I write so fast I can't read what I wrote because it's sloppy. Kind of looks like a doctor's prescription. I don't know if they know what they're writing. But anyway, those are my thoughts on how I do it. Any comments on that, Gwyneth?
Well, it'll comfort you to know that the famous author Roald Dahl, who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Tales of the Unexpected, and many other fine books, he would go down to a gypsy caravan at the bottom of his garden, and he would have a stack of A4 yellow legal pads and a box of pencils and a pencil sharpener. And he would sit himself in this gypsy caravan for 3 or 4 hours at a time, and that's when he would write. And then he would send his handwritten texts, which were written in pencil. Oh, and he would have an eraser, I think, as well. And he would have his handwritten manuscripts, and he would send them off to a typist to get typed up and sent off to a publisher. And that was how Roald Dahl wrote his books. So, you know, the ways of writing books, there's a multitude of different ways of writing books. And there's been a lot of very, very famous authors some of whom have had very little what would we would regard as book education. They have maybe learned how to read and write as adults, but they've had amazing and fascinating lives, and they just decided to write down the things that have happened in their life. And, you know, there's one that comes to mind. I'm almost finished this book at the moment. When I get an afternoon where I just, you know, don't have much to do, which is hardly ever, you know, but his name is called A.B. Facey, Albert F-A-C-E-Y. And he's a famous Australian author, and he wrote a book called A Fortunate Life. And he started out in terrible, terrible, abject poverty, growing up in the Australian bush. And he left home at the age of 9 and began working on sheep stations, sheep ranches. And, you know, by the time he was 14, he was one of the best ranch hands out there. And by the time he was about 16 or 18 years old, he had enlisted in the military, and he ended up being at Gallipoli, at the Battle of Gallipoli, as, you know, 18-year-old boy or whatever. And, you know, all of the things that went on there. And he met, anyone who listens to the broadcast will remember that I was talking about a particular horse. There was a famous war horse called Bill, and you know, he was called Bill the B-S-T-R-D or something. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that word on radio, but that was the name of his horse. And he was a stallion, and he was at the Battle of Gallipoli, and A.B. Facey actually had to do with this horse called Bill. And he had to do with another fellow called Simpson, who had a donkey. And, you know, he was able to relate how when Bill's owner, when Bill's rider, rather, was shot at the Battle of Gallipoli, then, you know, oh, no, hang on, what happened? Anyway, it was just really amazing stories. I can't remember all the details of them now. But this is the type of story. And this kid was basically almost completely illiterate. And yet he sat down with a box of pencils and some paper and memories. And he just began to write. And his book has sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of copies, and is today considered to be one of the great classics of Australian literature. And it is his autobiography, you know, and, you know, it's basically a true story of the early life of early Australians. And because of that, it's an absolutely fascinating read, but its historical value is there. I would encourage everybody to write, even if they think they can't write. And one way that is very good, which might suit your style of writing, Vincent, is to publish a collection of short essays. And that basically is what A Fortunate Life is it's a collection of short essays where each chapter doesn't have to be related to the other chapters, where each chapter can stand as a text on its own.
All right, we'll be right back with you. Yeah, we'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, Rich Sheban has been mentioning to me, as well as other instructors, that they don't necessarily get their emails. And they send them, and they're not received, and they're sent to our instructors, and they're not received by our instructors. I got an email yesterday from someone I know pretty well. I've known him for years. He's been to meetups. He's been to all the expos. He has been on Doomsday Preppers. I recommended that Doomsday Preppers put him on the broadcast, the television broadcast. And he sent me an email that says, it appears that Gmail is now blocking email messages that until recently would have been delivered. Today I sent an email to a group of BCC recipients, that's blind, carbon copy, on my preppers and militia email lists. The message included hyperlinks in the body and a PDF attachment. Gmail blocked the outgoing messages to all recipients, including myself. I tried resending without the hyperlinks. Still no joy. It appears that I may be able to solve this issue by creating one or more Google groups. So he said, please let me know if you don't want to be included on future emails from me via Google Groups. And he said also, please let me know of which Google groups you would like to be included on: prepping, militia, current events, politics, and other. And so I responded to him, and I said, you know, I don't really think that particular company is on our team. So as much as I like receiving those emails from you, I'd rather not. But, you know, if you want to send me an email individually and not as part of a group, you know, that's fine. So that's where we are today. It really appears that we are being censored. We believed that if we sent something in an email, it would be not sanitized. It would go through regardless of what it said. And that's not the case. So who is not on our team? It looks like Google's not on our team. It looks like Microsoft's not on our team. It looks like YouTube's not on our team. And I'm talking about the team of freedom. You know, the free speech team. That team. So it looks like big industry is deciding who they think should be CEO of the United States of America. They're deciding what we deserve to hear and what we deserve to hear as misrepresented. I can't even use the word information. I would say misrepresented items. It's a whole new world, because that's not the way I thought it was. That's not the way I was taught that it is. You know, I was taught that the news was the news, not opinions, not to be misleading. But that's not true, because the news has been taken over, you know, by the synagogue of greed. Yeah, the synagogue of control, the synagogue of manipulation. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, there are alternatives to Google, okay, to Gmail. I still have a Gmail address. I probably don't check it as regularly as I used to. But, you know, I have other email addresses and email services that I use, okay? One of them that I like is ProtonMail. And that's protonmail.com. They are operated from Switzerland, which has the highest, the best cyber security laws in the world that are designed to protect people's privacy. And ProtonMail was set up by Swiss bankers for Swiss bankers and people who want to communicate with Swiss bankers. So, you know, basically it was set up by the globalists for their own. And so it probably hasn't got as many back doors. It's not 100% guaranteed, but it's probably not got as many back doors as what a lot of other email services have.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's something new in this year's defense spending bill as passed by the U.S. House. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The House has approved its annual defense policy bill, including a provision to remove Confederate names from military bases. The National Defense Authorization Act was approved, setting up negotiations for the House and Senate on a final version of the bill that will be sent to President Trump. As a part of the bill, Congress would allocate $740.5 billion to 3% pay raise for troops, establish a $3.6 billion fund for measures against China, and provide $1 billion to the Pentagon to assist with pandemic preparedness. It also calls for the production of a report on the threat of the Taliban and the impacts of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The version of the bill passed by the House also includes language requiring the Pentagon to rename bases and other military properties named after Confederate military officers within a year. The president tweeted last week that he would veto the bill if it included provisions to rename the bases. The White House said the president's advisors would recommend that he veto the bill, citing serious concerns about various provisions included in the bill.
And severe thunderstorms are threatening over 50 million Americans across the North. These today, tornadoes are also in the forecast from West Virginia to Massachusetts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, let me read. Headlines from dailymail.co.uk. This is today. And I'd love to get your take on, do you think that this kind of thing is spreading in around the world? Here it is, quote, Trump's troops push back against the wall of moms. That would be M-O-M-S, as in mothers. Trump's troops push back against the wall of moms, federal agents used batons and tear gas to disperse helmet-wearing mothers protecting Black Lives Matter protesters on the 55th day of the Battle of Portland. That would be Portland, Oregon. He goes on to say, self-proclaimed wall of moms took to the streets Tuesday night to protest the presence of federal agents. The yellow-clad protesters acted as human shields between the federal agents and Black Lives Matter protesters. Cops armed with assault rifles used batons and tear gas to push back against the moms on Tuesday night. President Donald Trump's administration faces several suits over the deployment of federal agents. Trump is plowing ahead with his law and order takeover as he vowed to send 150 agents to Chicago. He goes on to say in the body of the article, Donald Trump's federal troops used batons and tear gas to fight off Portland's moms last night as protesters entered day 55 in the city amid growing backlash against the president's troops. Armed with assault rifles, federal cops pushed back against the helmet-wearing wall of moms who were protesting their presence in the city and acting as human shields for Black Lives Matter protesters. Footage showed the cops dispersing protesters with their bare hands and shoving some of the women in the chest while using tear gas to break up crowds Tuesday night. The group of mothers and fathers have been forming a human barrier between the demonstrators and the police at protests this week amid allegations of brutality by the federal agents. And it shows, there's an image of this guy who looks like he's heavily armed, he's heavily armored, he's got a respirator on, he's got all kinds of tactical gear, a helmet, he's got, and he's grabbing this young, much smaller mother. And, you know, when it says they're wearing helmets, they're wearing like bicycle helmets. They're wearing, hard hats, like if you were on a construction site, a hard hat. But mostly bicycle-type helmets. I'm not talking about helmets like motorcycle helmets that are three-quarter coverage or full helmets. I'm just talking about these light-duty, barely cover the top of your head ventilated helmets. You know, some of them are motorcycle helmets, and some of them are hard hats. And one of these women is holding up a sign, and it shows the Virgin Mary, the Catholic Virgin Mary, and it says, this handwritten sign, this is not a printed sign from a print shop, it's a handwritten sign with a drawing of a Virgin Mother on it, and it says, Mother Mary lost a son to state violence. Wow. And that's what happened. Mother Mary did lose a son to state violence. He was executed. Her son Jesus was executed by the state. And that's the kind of thing that's happening in the United States of America. So these women, they're all sizes and shapes. A lot of them, if not most of them, are white. And they are wearing yellow t-shirts. Most of them are wearing shorts. So they're not ready for combat. They're not dressed looking for war, like the police and the military are, that Donald Trump sent in. These are just plain old people wearing yellow t-shirts. Some are wearing long pants, some are wearing shorts, and they're protesting, and they're standing between the Black Lives Matter protesters and the federal armed agents. Any comments about, do you think that this kind of, I mean, there's tear gas, you can see tear gas in the air. You can see people pouring milk on their faces. And you can see that these armed agents, that they look like they are military combatants. Full face shields, respirators, moon-type helmets. you know, and tear gas canisters being fired at the people. Do you think that this kind of violence is going to continue escalating? It's 55 days. 55 days so far in Portland. It has not let up. What are your thoughts, Gwyneth?
Okay.
One other thing.
Yeah.
The police have these shields. They're kind of like what the Vikings might have used, except instead of being round, they're rectangular. Okay? And they have, some of them are round, some of them are like parabolic reflector types, plexiglass so they can see where they're going. Well, now the protesters are making up shields. And what are they using? They're taking OSB, which is oriented strand board, you know, like siding, you know, if you're building a house and you sheathe it with siding, that would be OSB, and then you'd put your vinyl siding or your cedar shakes or your brick or whatever it might be up next. So it's like we can call it plywood, but it's not plywood. It's called oriented strand board. It's maybe $15 a sheet at, you know, the big box home improvement store. So I see them hand cut. I also see what looks like a child's snow slide, you know, a plastic slide that a child would hop on and slide down the hill in the snow. That's being used as a shield. So what it is, it's David and Goliath. Okay, it is the military with all the armament they could possibly have against people with slides, using them as shields. And then some of the protesters are wearing what looks like bathing suits. You know, these protesters are not out for war, but the government is out for war. Any comments on this?
Okay. BLM are not shining paragons of virtue. They are linked up with Antifa. But nevertheless, there's a lot of people who are in the BLM movement, and some of whom I know personally, that are genuine, honest, to God people who are just fed up with the government, okay? They don't realize that they're in a controlled opposition organization, and the police are getting turned against the ordinary people of both America and Australia. And in Australia, the military and the police have joined forces and are enforcing the concentration camp that has become the city of Melbourne. You know, that is, you know, the Melbourne metropolitan area houses around about 3 million people and is now a gigantic concentration camp that will take you 2 hours to drive from one side of Melbourne to the other. It is huge. And I know people who live in Melbourne, and they can't get to their retreat locations. They were caught out. And in fact, around here, where I live, there are a lot of people who bought their properties here as retreat locations. And the so-called quarantine, which basically means police on all of the outgoing and incoming roads into Melbourne, police and military barricades on all the roads, and they can't get out. The blockades went in with such precision and so quickly that they were caught unawares and they could not get to their retreat locations. And people have to think of that. And there's numerous people around here who bought their properties as retreat locations. They live in Melbourne, but they were not able to get to their retreat locations before this last lockdown came into force. And the police and the military blockaded the roads and are stopping everybody from getting in or out of Melbourne. And, you know, I'm going, oh, no. They really basically have turned the whole of metropolitan Melbourne into a gigantic concentration camp. And the police and the military are not your friends. They are getting turned against the regular people here in Victoria. And I believe that it's only a matter of time before the regular people of Victoria begin losing their patience. And I have to put in the regular disclaimer that we always put in. I'm not planning anything, yada, 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 yada. You know, I don't wish them any harm, yada, 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 yada. But I'm just saying that this is how it's going to go down. Blind Freddy could see it, as they would say in Australia. This is how it's going to go down. The regular people are going to get hacked off with the police and the military and the heavy-handed Bravo Sierra, and they're going to start kicking back.
Okay,
and I believe that's what's going to go down in Melbourne.
Before July 4th, 2020, here on USA Prepares, we reported that we saw this coming. I said this. I didn't advocate it. But I said that I believe that fireworks would be used by the protesters, actually the rioters, against the police. So the police pull out the people demonstrate and they get beat up by the police. So it escalates. Then the protests become riots. And then the police escalate even more with more tear gas and more rubber bullets. And people get blinded and seriously hurt by the police. So then I said that I believe the next thing that we're going to see and learn is that the protesters are going to become rioters and they are going to use fireworks as weapons. And these, you know, fireworks that are rockets and they go up in the air and they explode, those things are going to be used by people rioting against the government. And that's what's happening right now. And it has been for a number of days. What's happening is people who are rioting are bringing umbrellas. And they're holding the umbrellas so that to cover, like a shield in the front. But behind the shield, they've got these rocket launchers. And they're launching these fireworks rockets at the police. So it's been escalating, escalating, escalating. And I don't see how this is going to end nicely. And the next thing the other thing that they're doing is they're taking bottles. Now, you can throw a plastic bottle, and you might not hurt anybody with an empty plastic bottle. You might hurt someone if you had a soda bottle, you know, a fresh soda bottle with soda in it. That might hurt somebody. And I'm not advocating doing this. But now what's happening is bottles are being frozen, like in the freezer. And maybe they're being filled with water, and they're being thrown at the government. So now we have, these can hurt you. You get hit with a frozen bottle, it's like getting hit with a brick.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, I just did a couple quick calculations during the break, and I was wondering, you know, what are these guys thinking? I'm talking about the police, the government. What are they thinking? Because right now it's a David and Goliath situation. So the police are armed with all kinds of tools. You know, they've got mine-resistant vehicles. They've got armored vehicles. They've got helicopters. They've got all kinds of tools. Of course, you know, handguns and rifles and pistols and shotguns and things like that. They've got sound cannons. They've got water cannons. They've got electronic weapons. Well, there are 328 million people in the United States. And I believe that there are more than 328 million rifles, pistols, and shotguns in the United States. What I'm saying is the people outnumber the police. How much? Well, I looked it up, and it looks like there's about, typically, on average, for every 100,000 people, there are 300 cops. So that means there's about 333 people per cop, on average. So then I looked up, well, is that really true? That was my number. Well, it is true, because in the state of Oregon, there's, now, this would be officers per 1,000 people. There's 1.6 cops per 1,000 in Oregon, Washington, in Maine, in Minnesota, Utah, Idaho, there's 1.7 cops per person. In Iowa, Alaska, Montana, South Dakota, there's 1.8 cops per 1,000 people. Okay. Well, it goes on. So when you get to, let's see, Oklahoma, there's 2.2. Same for Ohio, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Texas. And then Nevada goes up to 2.3, along with New Mexico, Hawaii, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Colorado. Goes up to 2.4 cops, North Carolina, Rhode Island, Connecticut. And then Missouri has 2.5 cops per 1,000. Now, when you go to a really, really dangerous place, like the District of Columbia, there's 7.5 cops per 1,000. So I think my number is right. One cop for every 333 people on average. Now, I don't think that the government is really thinking this thing through. As they escalate, and as President Donald Trump escalates with his sending more troops into, to shut down these protests, they keep escalating. Now, I understand we don't want to burn the cities down. I understand that. But I don't know if the president has figured out that there are more guns in the hands of the villagers than they realize. There's way over 328 million guns in the hands of villagers. And if farmers start passing out their guns, there'll probably be, I don't know, 5 guns per person in the United States. Now, a gun would be a rifle, pistol, revolver, shotgun. These cops are outnumbered, and if they don't knock it off, what might happen next, and I'm not advocating it, that's the disclaimer, I'm not advocating it, but what might happen next is while these cops are getting really tough on protesters, the protesters might visit the cops' houses, let's say 100 of them. There's no cop, I don't care how good of a shot he is, whether he's Wyatt Earp or John Wesley Harding, it doesn't matter who he is, he's not going to be able to take on 100 people. I don't think they've thought this thing through. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Well, it's like this. What you're saying is true, but there's another facet to it as well, and that is that we are heading into a systemic collapse, and things like mechanical devices, automobiles, things like sound cannons and high-pressure water sprayers, they need maintenance. And they are going to become harder and harder and harder to maintain because they've shut down the supply chain. And even if they've got a massive stash of spare parts, it's going to run out sooner or later. And I think it was Albert Einstein said something like, that he had a pretty good idea what sort of war World War III would be, but he was also fairly sure that World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. That's just what he said, and that's quite, I can't remember the exact quote, but that's approximately the sum of it, meaning that he anticipated that it would end nuclear. If there was ever another world war, but after that, that people would just go at each other with whatever they happened to get their hands on. And Winston Churchill said something, he said, people with full bellies don't riot. And I think
Gwyneth,
that's a really good quote.
If probably just as much as 1% of the villagers decided to flush their face masks, masks that they're mandated to wear, if they just flush them down the municipal toilets, it would back up the sewer system all across the country. I'm not advocating doing that. I'm just saying the municipalities better be on guard for that, because I think that's next. Thank you, Gwyneth, for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.